Well, last night, Danny, was an incredible night for this young West Australian girl. Her name is Nina Kennedy, and she is now a Commonwealth gold medalist, and she joins us on the line. Welcome, Nina, and congratulations.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm like super pumped.
Nina, we were so excited to see you win the gold because, you know, not only are you representing our country, but you're from Perth as well, and we've got Perth pride today, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I know, I'm like so pumped to be like doing it for a fight, like for us Perth people. So yeah, thanks.
Now, Nina, we obviously the Commonwealth Games have got you know, rules around taking the audio, right? So I wanted to play the audio to you just to get you a feel for what it meant to you. But what I'm going to do right now, Nina, is I'm going to give you that gold medal jump, all right? And then at the end of it, you can tell me what it meant, all right? Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I need a bit of background music there for us, Westo, please. All right. Nina Kennedy, second attempt at 4.60 metres. Pressure building on this young West Australian girl. The girl from PLC. She stands. She's on the runway now. Going for gold. Nina Kennedy jumps. She's done it! Gold, gold, gold for this young West Australian girl. She'll never have to buy a coffee at Little Sup ever again. Nina Kennedy, congratulations.
Nina, I can't tell you how many times he has rehearsed that to impress you. He's pretty happy with himself.
Dude, that was like so accurate. Just like become a commentator in Jacksonville. That was awesome.
Hey, did you get any sleep last night?
I did, yes. I totally did. 3 hours, that's enough for me.
The lead up to competing in the Commonwealth Games was really big for you as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, it was massive. We had our World Championships just, you know, 2 weeks ago. And, you know, for track and field, the Worlds are like the equivalent to the Olympics. So it's like the absolute pinnacle. I came third at that. So, wow. You know, to kind of come down from that and then to kind of like refocus, you know, come to these games, it was really tricky mentally. But, yeah, I got the job done. And, I'm definitely going to need a rest after all of this.
And you've had your challenges as well, obviously, a few years ago, missing the Olympic Games. Just tell us what it means now to overcome some of those things that you went through and now to be a gold medalist.
Yeah, no, of course. So, yeah, I missed the Olympic Games in 2016, and then obviously Tokyo last year was just absolute havoc with injuries and COVID and all the rest of it. You know, I didn't make the final there, and I think I ended up 12th or 14th. I can't remember. But, yeah, to come from obviously like the lowest of lows in Tokyo to, yeah, third in the world and then this Commonwealth gold, like, you know, it's just part of the job, the absolute highs and then obviously the absolute lows as well. So it's all part of it.
Nina, I've done a little bit of research on you to figure out what helps you get in the mindset when you're competing. And a little birdie told me that you're a big fan of the mindset coach, Ben Crowe. Is that right?
Oh, who's this little birdie?
Oh, yes. Well, we're both Perth girls. Perth girls, you know, we figure it out. Tell us a bit about him and his influence on your sport.
Yeah, obviously. So he's obviously like a pretty big deal. He probably doesn't even know I exist, but, you know, I've just been, you know, following his work and, you know, there's lots of mindset coaches out there and, you know, psychologists out there, but it's really just finding like what works for you. And obviously like in an individual sport, you really got to, you know, you got to take charge and you got to take the lead and you need to make your own decisions. So yeah, I'm still kind of like working out what works for me, but he has definitely been, he's been a really big influence and, yeah, I'd love to obviously like meet him one day and even work with him, but yeah, he's awesome. He's really cool.
And I'm sure another person that's had a big impact on your career so far has been your boyfriend, Deck Mountford. Now, a lot of people wouldn't know that, Deck actually made his debut for the West Coast Eagles this year and he was in a lift. He wasn't actually playing and someone said, quick, Deck, you're in. And he ran out there against North Melbourne.
Yeah, his old team, North Melbourne. Yeah, he's bloody awesome. You know, he's catching captain of Claremont this year. Yep. And, you know, I bloody love Waffle Hay. I don't think I've even watched an AFL game, but yeah, I wish he was here. But, you know, obviously, you know, the Waffle takes priority over the Commonwealth Games.
Of course it does. And he loves his farming. I know that he wants to spend a bit of time in Albany once the dust settles. Are you prepared to be a farmer's wife and head down to Albany as well, Nina?
Yeah, well, you know, that was one of the hard-hitting questions very early on when we met. But, you know, I'm a country girl as well. So
there's plenty of space,
like a pretty good life.
Plenty of space to practice your pole vaulting out in the country, Embers, I imagine, as well, on the farm.
Yeah, so much space. We'll just have to, like, build a pit in the paddock and the cows and, you know, cool.
Hey, I'm sure there's been also a lot of other people here that are giving you an enormous amount of support, your family. You want to give a shout-out to them?
Oh, obviously. Everyone, you know, they know who they are, my friends, my family, you know, my support crew. They definitely know who they are and I love and I miss them a lot and it definitely, I definitely couldn't have done it without them. Yeah.
So what's next for you, Nina?
What's next? I'm going to Monaco to compete in the Diamond Leagues and then I'm back for 2 weeks in Perth to kind of reset and then I'm back over to Europe for 3 more Diamond Leagues and the Diamond League final. So that's kind of like our the athletic like equivalent to the, you know, like the professional circuit kind of thing.
I'm feeling like a real underachiever. I haven't walked the dogs in about 3 weeks and she's traveling the world as an athlete far
yes.
out.
Oh yeah, she's going to Monaco. I'd like to go to Monaco, maybe not to do what she does, but maybe sort of cruise around one of those big boats and have a couple of margaritas. I think will be pretty cool.
Do you need a few more people on your you know, your team, maybe your support team? We could head over with you.
Yeah, I need you guys. Come on.
I can carry your bags for you, Nina. I'll do that pretty well. Hey, Nina, you're an absolute star. We'll let you go. Gold medalist at the Commonwealth Games for the pole vault, and let's hope in a couple of years' time you're a gold medalist at the Olympic Games. We appreciate your time on the Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.